time machines. In the old days we called them atom smashers. Today we call them colliders, but we're talking about the same thing. These are the biggest machines in the world today. The one in Geneva is over 17 miles in length, and there are others while smaller which are still huge. These machines have a purpose, and that is discovering new particles. There also has been a suggestion somehow these machines could be a basis for time travel. In 2011, an article was written about using the Hadron Collider to make matter travel backwards, which in essence is time travel. Scientists admitted their theory was a long shot, but nevertheless a possibility. They went on to say it didn't violate any laws of physics or experimental constraints. It was thought at the time of the writing of the article, if the Higgs boson particle could be discovered, it would explain why some particles have mass. More importantly, it was hoped another particle would be discovered at the same time called the Higgs singlet. It was felt at the time the Higgs singlet was the key. The singlet was supposed to be a particle which didn't interact with matter the way other particles did. It is said this particle was discovered a couple of years ago. In the interim, something very interesting has happened. A particle accelerator, which is just another name for a collider, has been developed which fits on a computer chip. It is the tiniest collider ever developed. It has been said it will allow easy access to a collider for anyone that wants it. Here is the big question: if some scientists are correct who state we could somehow use a Higgs singlet to create a time travel machine, will this mean this tiny collider will also be able to be used to create time travel? For years we have been hearing we have developed time travel, and of course just about everybody has poo-pooed the idea. Time travel is one of the hardest things for us to understand. After all, how can any of us expect to see dead people appear alive and historical situations taking place which have already happened? I have to admit I have never believed it would be possible for time travel to work, at least not in the sense of seeing actual situations which have already taken place. There is a chance in my mind we might be able to resurrect the shadows of past events, but there would be no way we could ever interact with them. In World War II, it was said the Germans were working on a time travel machine. Others had claimed it was an anti-gravity machine. The machine itself looked like a bell, and it was said to have disappeared from a mine in Poland. A decade later, a UFO which was the same shape landed at Kecksburg, Pennsylvania, and within a short period of time was whisked away by the US military. There are those who claim the UFO was really the timed machine which was invented by the Germans, and when they saw the Americans coming, they used it to escape into the future. Other time travel believers feel the bell is only the mechanism for time travel and would have been used inside of a much larger UFO because it was too small to accommodate anyone. Then of course there are the rest of the people who don't believe this was a time travel machine at all. Many years ago, I interviewed an astrophysicist who claimed he was conducting an experiment to send one photon, which is a unit of light, a year back into the past. Recently he was interviewed again. This time not by me, but by someone else who claims he said time travel was now possible and he figured out a theoretical way it could be accomplished, and this accomplishment would not violate any of the laws of nature or science. He said there was one problem. The problem was the furthest back in time you could go would be to the first day the timed machine was turned on. I know the man has been working on this for many years, and even if it could be done back to the first day the machine was turned on, this would be an incredible accomplishment and probably only the beginning of time travel, which no doubt would be able to be improved like everything else in technology. In all fairness, I have to say his peers don't think he is correct in that they do not believe he can go into the past. When we talk about time travel, we have to realize it might have been accomplished by mistake, or maybe not. Nikola Tesla was said to have worked on the Philadelphia experiment. This is the same project Albert Einstein had worked on. The idea was to shield a ship using electrical power so it couldn't be detected by the enemy. Some believe early disinformation projects hid the fact the ship was accidentally transported into the future and then returned. There are all kinds of denials everywhere saying this isn't true. But some say the denials were crafted so we wouldn't believe this happened, and this might have been a breakthrough in time travel. This brings me to the UFO landing at Rendlesham Forest in 1980. I won't go into this too deeply since I have discussed it many times before. What I want to say is when a UFO landed near a British air base run by Americans, it is claimed it sent a message into one of the airmen when he touched it. The message was binary, and somehow years later he remembered every 0 and 1 and wrote many pages down, and when it was interpreted by a binary expert, the message stated the device was really a timed machine from sometime in the 8000s. In other words, it came from our future. Again, there has been much discussion about whether this is a hoax or not. One of the reasons is there are some people who have no faith in things like this. For one thing, there is no doubt this was a true UFO sighting, since many airmen and the deputy base commander were on the scene and actually stood there looking at the UFO. This had to lend some credence to what the airman was claiming. In a situation like this, there will always be people claiming certain things are not true. There had even been so-called investigators saying the airman and deputy base commander mistook a light from a distant lighthouse as being a UFO. This is when it was right in front of them. Did they discover a time machine from the future? I wouldn't know, but I don't think anyone else would know they didn't.